it's remarkable that the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act is now providing the money that we, for many years during my 3-year tenure as commissioner, was advocating for. It really, it's a wonderful boost. As you know, the Public Building Service has 1,500 owned buildings around the country and another 180 million square feet of lease space. So this money, one of my major concerns during my tenure was shared by my colleagues at GSA and the Public Building Service around the country, was the shortage in funding to renovate existing buildings. While we were building a lot of new structures, obviously courthouses, federal buildings, border stations, we still had a huge gap, some $7 billion in need to renovate the federally owned building. So this bill goes a long way to, you know, to achieving that goal. And it's very, very good news, I think, both for the taxpayer in terms of the amount of jobs it will create in the construction, renovation, sustainable building industries, but also for the tenants, the federal, over a million federal employees that are housed in these 1,500 buildings.
So, Mr. Winston, how will that work? How will the agency decide what gets renovated at what, you know, through what period of time? How does the project allocation get put together?
Jane, I think you'd have to talk directly to Tony Costa, who's acting commissioner now on that point. But historically, the agency has done a brilliant job, in my opinion, of adopting private sector practices to looking at how to prioritize spending. They do that through reviewing annually the owned inventory through a portfolio review that all the regions do, the 11 regions reporting up to assistant commissioner in Washington. And it basically prioritizes how much money it should be going into renovation of existing buildings, how much in terms of meeting these new building needs that we have, that the agency has with the FBI, new courthouses, major expansion of ports of entry. And it's also based on prioritizing in the case, and I wasn't fully engaged in this at the end, but prioritizing which projects can move quickly and create, number one, renovate buildings, get sustainable building systems installed, but do it quickly within that time period that was set out by the Act. So what I think the agency is focused on and will is getting the $750 million out to renovate buildings, another $300 million directly to expand the capacity at the ports of entry, over 110 of which GSA controls the real estate portion of it. And then this huge amount of money, this $4.5 billion that will be going in between now and 2030 to try to achieve carbon neutral buildings. But that $4.5 billion will be going into bringing up the performance standards of federal buildings. So that's how they're going to be allocated. And I would suggest that the, you know, agency head, Tony Costa, and others could probably give you all the details on that.
We're talking with David Winstead, former buildings commissioner of public buildings at the GSA, now with the law firm Ballard Spahr Andrews and Ingersoll. And speaking of the private sector, you know, I've been following this a little bit, and I think that the green idea, the efficiency of buildings, has moved from simply being a way to save landlords money to be actually being a selling point in appealing to tenants that want to work in buildings that are energy efficient and have all the modern conveniences like that built in. What are you finding in the private sector as it pursues this idea of energy efficiency that might be of value to the federal government?
Well, you know, it's all a question of the law. You know, the executive order 13423 passed, signed in December 2007, and then the signing of this stimulus package by President Obama is pumping, you know, billions into sustainable building systems, products, renovation of HVAC, and alternative energy sources for buildings. So it really is driving the private sector to develop more efficient technologies, to develop them quicker, to network with federal agencies such as GSA and all the other 60 landholding agencies that are in the Federal Property Council. And to the goal line is huge. By 2030, that act signed a year and a half ago requires that the federally owned inventory be carbon neutral. So what it's very much doing, Tom, is and Jane, there, it really is driving the speed in which major companies that deal in sustainable systems, deal in energy efficiency, deal in energy and lighting control systems for buildings that will reduce consumption when buildings are not being used. We clean a lot of these buildings. Federal buildings are now being cleaned a lot during the day to reduce the usage of energy. And so the private sector has responded in spades. And, you know, they're going to be all over GSA and all over these federal agencies, the DOD and others, that have major facilities that are going to be upgraded in terms of their energy efficiency.